This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. The questions about why Hillary Clinton used a home email server system instead of her .gov account while she was Secretary of State have multiplied. But here's a different kind of question. How easy is it to do? Lee Hutchinson, senior reviews editor at the website Ars Technica, wrote 40,000 words about this. Hi, Lee.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
I'm doing all right. Break it down for me. I want to protect my email so much that I want it basically in my house. Where do I start?
The best advice I could give you if you want to go down this road is to stop and reassess if you really want to go down this road, because it's not easy.
Are you sure is the first question. Okay.
You need to do just a lot of stuff.
So I'm not just buying like a power strip and a hard drive?
You do need some kind of server. So, you know, you need to go buy a computer first off if you want to host it in your house, which really is not the best option either, because it's so easy for people's home computers to get co-opted by malware and turned into spam spewing.
Part of a botnet.
Bots. Yeah. Exactly. Because of that, most of the big companies that provide internet access have specific blocks set up to stop email from going in and out of them.
And so what we're talking about here is trying to actually bring it into your house, and most internet providers do not actually want you to be doing that in your house.
Yeah, generally it's a terms of service violation, even, and they try to make it as technically difficult as possible. So that would be like problem number one.
I'm basically already out the game at this point.
I went down this road last year, and there's just a lot to do.
Is it a big investment money-wise?
You know, not necessarily a big investment in money. I mean, unless you're, you know, going to be pumping out infinity bajillion emails. It's really more about the time investment. If your Gmail goes down at 3 a.m., yeah, it's not your problem. If your email server goes down at 3 a.m. and you happen to be actually using this server for, you know, mission-critical job-type stuff, that becomes your problem to fix at, you know, 3 a.m.
Yeah, so why do it?
In this particular context, it is possible, not ascribing any motive to anybody here, I want to be very careful in saying that, that this was an attempt to skirt discoverability requirements that would be placed on actual government emails sent through a government email system.
Lee Hutchinson is senior reviews editor at Ars Technica. Lee, thank you very much.
Always good to be here.